Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Rant, Alarm Clocks, and the News. Retirement meant I could destroy my alarm clock. I never did like alarm clocks. I mean, what a way to start the day. Alarm. What does that word mean? Get ready for trouble. Watch out. Danger is close. Is your job or your life that bad? Is this any way to start each day? The British are coming, the British are coming. For many of us, it would seem Paul Revere rides every day. Alarm should ring when your house is on fire, when an intruder breaks in, when someone robs a bank. Given a choice, I would rather start the day in a gentle fashion. Say birds chirping, soft music, waves gently lapping at the shore. I know people who wake up to the news. A clock radio sits by the bed. I suppose a lot of people start their day this way. Maybe they even have clock televisions that wake people. They probably do. I don't know. War, pestilence, fire, and famine, mixed with weather alerts, advertising, and market reports. How many of us need to know the big winners and losers on Wall Street on a daily basis? I can't imagine starting a day with an alarm radio or television. In the good old days, news traveled slowly. A person might hear of a tragic epidemic, a multiple murder and suicide, or of a gigantic beast heading your way, ever so rarely. News was limited. People would take it in doses, spaced out over time. The rest of life could be lived in peace. But today, bad news comes like a daily blizzard. Fear and anxiety are reaffirmed every waking hour, starting for many before their feet even hit the floor. A lot of electronic news is boringly repetition. The president does this. The senator House does this. Then the same report is repeated all day long, week long, or even for months. Arguments are made over one thing or another, and repeated, and repeated, and repeated. Why should we spend time listening to this inane chatter? I like to take my news in print. I can read it, skip it, pause, stop, start, and consider if I want to go on. I can also take it in my own space and time. I can, of course, never take news before lunch. At least my morning can be pleasant, without interference from politicians, criminals, or corporations inserting themselves into my breakfast and morning coffee. I should be entitled to read a few pages from a novel, listen or play some music, go out for a walk or bike ride, look at a few flowers or the sky without images of news filtering and staining my vision. I don't want to imply that one shouldn't keep informed about the community, state, country, or world. It is just the method with which I take issue. Several years ago, in a telephone conversation, after finding out that we didn't have a television, the other person on the end of the line seriously said, "But how are you going to get the news?" I found that question as strange as she probably found my statement that we didn't have a television. There are places one can go for a news fix today. As for me, I scan the weekly paper just to check community-type stuff and familiar names. Then there's the New York Times. It is a cheap, current, and of course, it is the paper of record, even if the far right has done what it can to smear it over the years. Plus, it is digital, and it feels good to bypass paper-wasting old-fashioned newsprint. I have a couple of magazines that I read regularly, and of course there are all of the newsletters from various organizations or individuals. The reading list seems long, but I try to limit time spent on this effort to keep informed. I skip lots of stuff. As for radio, NPR has suffered such a political beating and budget-cutting barrage that it barely limps along as a weak reminder of days gone by. Fortunately, there are some podcasts that dig deeper into issues, which provide for a better understanding of current issues. So there you have it, my rant about alarms, alarm clocks, and the news. I don't mean to pontificate, I just mean to rant. This is Retirement Talk, something to think about. What wakes you up on a daily basis? How do you get your news? Do you control it? It might be worth giving it a bit of consideration. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.